Entonces Jesús le dijo, anda y haz tú lo mismo. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today we have two great things that are going on within our liturgy, within the liturgy of the word, but also in the feast that we celebrate today. We're going to talk mostly in Spanish about the feast. We're going to talk in English about the readings. So what are we going through in the readings today? Here we have this beautiful teaching which we know so well, the Samaritan. Remember, this man is going before the Lord Jesus, and he's a good doctor of the law. He knows the scriptures really well, but remember, there's always this antagonism, this difficulty that everybody's struggling with because they don't think Jesus is the right way to go. So everybody's trying to attack him, to test him, to put him to the test, or ponerle la prueba, as it says right there. They're trying to struggle with him there. And Jesus, like a good teacher, sees something within this man that he says, I think this one has something good in him. Let me see if I can pull that out. You see, one thing about Jesus, we need to pay attention to this. Every time we encounter him, when he has an encounter with somebody who knows something, somebody who should be doing what's right, he has one of two reactions to him. He either pops him up the chin, hits him real hard, or if he sees that there's something good in them that's able to be moved toward him, he throws him a softball and sees if he can pull them a little bit closer. This is a side note. That's the way you and I need to be. There's some times where you know you're not going to be able to get somebody and you know they're trying to trip you up. Well, in that case, maybe the best thing you can do is hit them a hard one, not because you're trying to hurt them in some sort of way, because you know there are others who are paying attention that need to be challenged in this way. Their hearts are like rocks, and you know you're not going to do anything for them. But for those around them, maybe you can expose the difficulties they're holding to so that they'll go the right way instead of following these ones that are going the wrong way. But when Jesus encounters somebody who has a softness of a heart, who has some openness to the truth, he always lobs them an easy one. An easy one where he can pull them a little closer to him. That's what we find here. And so he gives the perfect response. You got to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your said, with all your being, to love God. And then your neighbor as yourself. He sees that he did well there, and Jesus pats him on the back. He wasn't expecting that. That caught him off guard. So he said, well, let me put one further. Well, who's my neighbor? And so he gives them this great teaching of the Samaritan that we know well. I just want to focus on one thing for us in this. Who is our neighbor? You see three times within this gospel that here, Jesus uses the word likewise. Likewise. He uses likewise. Likewise, this priest goes by and sees it, and likewise, he goes a different direction. Likewise, this other Levite, who's another kind of priest, goes by, likewise, he passes on the other side, just like the other guy before him. So he has these examples here, but then the last time he uses the likewise is at the very end when the Samaritan, which should blow their minds that this foreigner would do something good. He says, likewise you. So what he's asking here for is he's putting to us, which one are you going to be likewise in your own life? Which one are you going to allow yourself to likewise be like? Are you going to be like the priest who's going to pass on one side? Are you going to be like the Levite who's going to make sure he's far enough away? Or are you going to be like the Samaritan? Who doesn't count the cost, who sees there's a need and goes and does likewise. To each of us, we have the opportunity to be likewise to one of those three characters that are there. Which one are we going to be? That's what our Lord puts before us. Here's a real good definition. If anybody ever asks you this in the future, any time in your life, who is your neighbor? This is the real answer. This is Jesus' answer. Jesus' answer for who is your neighbor is the person who's in need. That's it. Very simple. Anybody who is in need, that one's your neighbor. Anyone who has something that you can fulfill, that's your neighbor. Anyone who has some lack where you have some richness, that's who your neighbor is. Give of what you are to that person. Whether that's financial, that's an easy way to see. But we don't always pay attention to those who are lacking those spiritual things that we have. Somebody who's down. Somebody who's alone. Somebody who's weak in spirit. Well, what can I do to brighten their day? Maybe they won't accept words from me, but at least maybe I can smile toward them, share with them a little semblance of joy. Oftentimes, with the Missionaries of Charity, the Sisters of Teresa of Calcutta, what they will do, they'll never give any poor person any money. I walked through Rome for 4 years, the city of beggars. That's what Rome is, a city of beggars. From all over the world, people come to beg in Rome because the poor in Rome are very, very well taken care of. There's no reason for anybody ever to be in great need or to go without a meal at any point if they're in Rome. Take real good care of the poor there. So the sisters don't give them money. But what they do is they stop and they talk. They make eye contact with. They smile. And they share a bit of the love of Christ with every beggar that they encounter. Something for you and me too. Even if we didn't prepare, even if we don't have anything to give to the person who's next to us that we're passing on the corner there, at least don't withhold your eye contact with them. Recognize that they're a human being. Recognize that they are made in the image and likeness of God. That's what they need far, far, far more than they need your money. In fact, there's a guy who, on my way to Sam's Club every week when I make it out to that part of Albuquerque, he's always sitting there by the Sam's Club there. I used to always give him food. I'd hand him things that I'd buy specifically for him because I knew he'd be there when I was on the inside. A few times he told me no. He just wanted to talk to me about some climate change babble or something like that. Never made sense to me. Still doesn't, but what he's trying to say, he's not making a lot of sense there. But when I do, every time when I pass him, I realize he doesn't really want anything from me. So I just look at him and I smile and nod my head. And he looks back. In those things, you humanize the persons who are around you. So many people think that they're below human. And by doing something like that, you give them so much more than you could ever do by taking care of a physical need for them. But you give them something spiritually that they need. Today, we have this Feast of the Most Holy Rosary. And so if you don't get this in Spanish, I'll share it with you in English if I can figure out how to translate my words back to you. I wrote it in Spanish.
En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Después de la Santa Misa, el Rosario es una de las formas de oración más bellas y eficaces. Los misterios recuerdan toda la vida de Jesús y María y su gloria en el cielo. Los misterios del Rosario, así divididos en grupos, no son más que aspectos diferentes de los grandes misterios de nuestra salvación. La encarnación, los misterios gozosos. La rendición, los misterios dolorosos, la vida eterna, los misterios gloriosos y la vida con Cristo. Y los misterios luminosos. Por lo tanto, el rosario es un credo, como decimos todos los sábados, todos los domingos, durante la misa. El rosario es un credo, no en un sentido abstracto, sino uno que hace palpable, accesible. Uno que podemos tocar y incorporar en nuestras vidas. Es un credo en la vida de Jesús, quien vino a nosotros del Padre y ascendió al Padre para traernos de regreso consigo mismo al Padre. El Santo Rosario resume toda nuestra creencia cristiana en la plenitud de su esplendor. Eleva nuestros espíritus en las alturas del cielo para que podamos estar con Dios. El Santo Rosario de Nuestra Señora se nos da para que podamos llenar nuestras mentes con estos nobles misterios, pero también para que realmente podamos saborearlos, para que puedan alimentar continuamente nuestras almas con cada misterio pasajero, con cada cuenta que pasa, que tocamos mientras caminamos con nuestra querida madre. Esto es que hace el Rosario una verdadera escuela de contemplación para nosotros. Nos eleva gradualmente por cima de la oración vocal que hago solo con nuestros labios y lengua. Incluso está encima de la meditación razonada o discursiva que hacemos con nuestra mente mientras pensamos en los misterios de la fe. Los primeros teólogos han comparado este movimiento de alma en la contemplación como una espiral en la que ciertas aves, como la golondrina, por ejemplo, se mueven cuando desean volver a gran altura. Es por eso que pasamos por los misterios una y otra vez durante todas nuestras vidas. Cada paso por los misterios nos acerca un poco más a Dios, más cerca de donde está nuestra madre, más cerca de donde ella quiere que estamos. Los misterios alegres conducen a la pasión, y la pasión en la puerta del cielo. Si llegamos a entender el rosario tan bien como deberíamos, si lo vemos como una forma de oración muy elevada, que hace que toda la fe católica sea accesible para todos. Si comencemos a valorarla como debiéramos y rezar un diario, como nuestra bendita madre pregunta, llego, nos gustan las aves al cielo, volverán a las alturas del cielo, y tal vez inclusive llegan a la tierra entre las estrellas, porque esta es la vida de santidad. Esta es la vida de los santos, y todos estamos aquí, son llamados a ser santos. Y el rosario para nosotros es una escalera para subiremos al cielo, no con mí mismo solo, pero mano en mano con nuestra madre. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.